This is show number, what number is it? This is show number 57 already of the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN with Stuart Howe. I am indeed your host and really happy to be that. This is really an honor, folks. I'm Stuart Howe and we've made it through another week if you're here with me, which is no small feat, as you know, with the state of affairs. It's a wild ride. It is... It's really something out there, and it's picking up pace, and it is exciting, and we are on the verge of a new world, and process is, it's different for everybody, but it is astonishing to see things unfold, and I'm so happy to have the company I have on this journey. There's great folks doing really great works, and the dynamics are astounding. We're seeing the best and the worst of humanity unfold. And, man, all I can say is, wow. We're seeing things play out on a lot of different levels. And I've come up with a way of looking at it that is sort of a 5D chess game, and our opponent is limited to 4D. The fifth dimension of heart and soul and love and divine inspiration, they don't have it, and they're at a severe disadvantage. So they're really they're playing the poop out of the other four dimensions. You know, they have got a lock on technology, and their order followers are following orders, and they are moving the ball downfield toward their goal, but they're outmatched. You know, we have them outclassed, and we have them outnumbered, and it's really interesting to see things get this close to a sea change in the nature of the confrontation. You know, they're pushing things so far, through the COVID stuff and now the theater of war and all the other elements. It's really, you know, when they say simultaneous multi-theater assault, you know, this is what it is. I mean, it's really, you know, they're hitting humanity with what they've termed as diet injection and injunctions. Bertrand Russell put it that way, to subjugate us, you know, with overt slavery as opposed to the covert slavery of years gone by. And people are starting to really take notice and get up and face the opposition. And It is encouraging to see, and all I can say is it's game on, and what a thing to witness, man. I'm amazed to see it unfold. You know, I've been sort of in the arena, as it were, for about 15 years. I knew that it would come to some sort of an overt push like this, the Great Reset. I didn't see unfolding as medical tyranny with exactly the way they did it, but you know, we knew, I'm not the only one, we knew that something was coming, and here it is. So in the green room, I have a couple of people that are really also on the playing field. They are informed and engaged. I'm really honored to be able to share them with you. Mr. John Lamb, an activist, is with us. He's a friend of Ammon Bundy's, who most of us are familiar with. An amazing man, to watch him deal with the situation where the CPS has kidnapped a child from a loving family. It is heartwarming to see him rally the good side of humanity towards remedy in that situation, and all the other situations that we're facing here in North Idaho is great. Ammon Bundy, of course, is running for governor, and he's a good man, and he's shown that he has what it takes to deal in a divinely inspired manner with our opposition. And so John Lamb is with us, and he'll introduce himself in a minute. And also Mr. Roger Roots. He is, from what I'm told, and he can introduce himself, is an attorney, a lawyer of sorts, and also on the front lines and dealing with this in that realm. And it's going to be wonderful to get their perspective and their input on, you know, how we can become more informed and engaged and do a better job of standing up for each other and for humanity in general. So with that, I would like to welcome John first. John, are you with us?
I am. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm really happy that our mutual friend there, Casey Whalen, my field producer, as it were, was able to get you on. Please, we've got about a 20-minute segment. Please take a minute, just introduce yourself to our audience. And, yeah, thank you. Go right ahead, please, sir.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm John Lamb. I'm from Montana. I have a wife and 12 children. We live on a little farm just outside of Bozeman, Montana. And I've been an activist. I've been helping people for years around the country. I guess I got more well known through the Bundy trials in Oregon and Nevada when I helped bring awareness to those cases that were happening when we had so many of them men locked in prison unjustly. And so that's a little bit about me there.
Wow. Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm happy to have you on. Thanks, John. And Roger's with us, too. Roger, are you there?
Yes, I am. John and I are right next to each other, actually. We're in a car driving okay. Away from Boise right now. And so, I'm just to introduce myself. I'm a longtime libertarian activist, and I am an attorney. I do some federal appeals, and I work on the Bundy legal defense teams in those big trials in the Bundy case back in 2016 through about 2018, and where I worked on other cases, and I also I do many other sort of freedom oriented things. I have a sort of a blog and an institution called Lysander Spooner University, which you can find on lysanderspooneruniversity.com, and it's a blog now, but I'm trying to develop it into an actual a college or a university for basically specializing in anti-government history and libertarian thought, I guess.
Well, awesome. You know, I was always repelled by politics in general growing up, and when I felt compelled to, you know, to when I felt the need to learn about it so that I could be effective, in doing something, because I came to the conclusion that if I wasn't part of the solution, I was part of the problem. The libertarian mindset and philosophy was really compelling and attractive to me through Dr. Ron Paul. And so I'm just in awe of what he was able to accomplish, even though, you know, the opposition mitigated his run. But yeah, what a wonderful thing to be involved in as far as politics go. That is a really good a school of thought, and the way that they approach things is really great. I really was really a fan of Dr. Paul, and you know, I went to a couple of his rallies, and to see the following that he generated, you know, legitimately and organically from all walks of life was really encouraging. And that's the reason I don't get too far off into the, you know, the gloom and doom, because he helped me see how many good people will come out, you know, if they have something, if they're shown that there's something to rally behind and alongside. So yeah, that's wonderful stuff. Well, you know, maybe you could start off by telling us what happened to all this huge percentage of America that got up and got out that I was able to witness there, and, you know, support Ron Paul and end the Fed, and you know, confronting the illegitimate and overreach of government, the aspects of government that are, you know, certainly way beyond anything reasonable. Where are they now, and how can we rally them, you know, to defense of mankind in this era? Because I know they haven't gone away, nor have the, you know, the third of America that answered the Smith and Howard and Zogby polls that didn't believe the government story of 9/11. So we know there's people that are awake, and getting them engaged is, you know, sort of, I guess, the idea here. What would you say to that? How do we get people to get on board the libertarian, you know, freedom in general bandwagon, and get their butts off the couch and away from the computer and out in the streets, you know, to engage these vermin?
Well, that, I guess, is the question of our time. One thing it's sort of funny. I find myself engaging in a lot. One of my great missions in life is to, I have a mission to conservatives, to stop worshiping the police state. And so many conservatives are lost in this sort of I guess, even worship, or constantly saying, you know, the police are just doing their jobs.
Yeah.
Soldiers and veterans, you know, there's a lot of also just military worship. And so, the conservatives fall for government tricks all the time, which tricks them into supporting stupid things overseas and even domestically. Of course, we know the people who call themselves liberals are also lost, probably lost even worse. But conservatives, at one time, they will, out of one side of their mouth, they will say they support limited government, you know, founding fathers, small government, freedom, constitutional rights, and at the same time they'll say, well, but we 100% support the blue line of the police. And, you know, does it not dawn on people that it will be the police that will ultimately enforce every single socialist you know, movement against their liberties?
Yeah, absolutely. The order followers, you know, that is the key. You just hit on it, because they're the ones that actually roll this stuff out. These guys that sit in smoky rooms and decide to, you know, decide the way that they're going to oppress us and the things they're going to roll out, you know, whether it's the Great Reset or what have you. These guys don't actually do anything, you know, as far as affecting our day-to-day lives. It's these order followers that actually implement this stuff, and the police, the military, the judges, they all, you know, get in lockstep because they're incentivized to do so. And the psychological manipulation aimed at them, that then everybody, you know, climbs on board and agrees with, that you just described so well, you know, how the patriots, the good American freedom-loving patriots that aren't aware of this, yeah, man, they drink that red, white, and blue Kool-Aid and think that all they have to do is vote for, you know, the right-wing candidate that MSNBC is supporting, and that somehow, you know, Trump and Q and these guys are our friends and they're going to save the day. And it just ain't so. So, yeah, absolutely, man. These guys that are rolling this stuff out, whether it's the guys in the smoke-filled rooms, you know, in Bilderberg or the castles or wherever the hell these rats' lairs are, they're nothing without the people that they're manipulating. And I'm, you know, I'm of the opinion that Mark Passio is right, and that these guys are, you know, like basically amount to an ancient priest class of psychologists, of, you know, these occulted mystery school techniques for manipulating people. And they've got a whole program laid out for the red Kool-Aid side and the blue Kool-Aid side. And as you put it, you know, the liberals and the conservatives all have psychological warfare crafted just for them. And it's really, you know, difficult to get people to set aside their belief system, which has been so well, you know, crafted with the help of media, you know, Operation Mockingbird, and to look objectively at the fact that neither one of these teams represent us. So, you know, that is really, it's a dark, masterful game that these guys are, you know, rolling out here. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm in complete agreement with you. John, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, you've seen, you know, the people that have transcended the limited state, the, you know, the retarded mentality of all we have to do is follow the, you know, the order followers, and you know, they'll take care of us, alongside Ammon Bundy at Bundy Ranch, and, you know, with Bunkerville, and, you know, all the other places that Ammon and, you know, good people have stood up against these order followers. What are you seeing as ways that we can, you know, get these good people, and I believe there even are some on the left, to transcend the brainwashing and to, you know, to come together across all these, you know, these false divide and conquer, you know, traps that they've laid out for the, you know, the left brain dominant people and the right brain dominant people and the, you know, conservatives and the liberals, and to see that we need to come together along the lines of freedom and just completely sidestep, you know, these traps. I mean, how do you see getting people from the brainwashing to freedom from it?
Well, that's a good question. I think this Baby Cyrus case that just happened here in Idaho was a big eye-opener for a lot of people, because sometimes the right or the left is always begging for each other to be arrested for some crime or something. And, you know, we know there's crimes and evil things that happen. So sometimes when we're begging for our enemy to be arrested, we're willing to give up freedoms for so-called safety or security or just thought of having the other side arrested, you know. But when it happens to us, we realize these same freedoms that we're giving up to have the opposite arrested is going to be used against us. When they took this Baby Cyrus, I don't know if you followed that case or not, but it just happened here just a week ago. There was a 10-month-old baby that was just ripped from the arms of a mother here in Boise, Idaho.
And yeah, absolutely.
It was just horrific. Yeah, it was horrific to see these policemen just following orders and just pulling this baby away from his mother. The mother was a young mother that was breastfeeding this baby. This baby, it's essential for this baby to stay with his mother at that age and get his mother's milk and not all this junk formula and everything else. And these parents were great parents. They weren't abusing this baby or nothing. But the reason that they missed one doctor's appointment, and the CPS was called within hours, and the police, just following orders, didn't matter if the baby was in danger or not, they just went out there without any probable cause, any constitutional rights or anything being preserved for this family, ripped this young baby away from this mother, arrested the mother's sister, and handcuffed the father. I mean, that was a big eye-opener. All of a sudden, you've got a bunch of conservatives that are all of a sudden seeing these same corrupt laws that we're willing to give up are being used against us instead of against our enemies. I don't know. I think that was one big thing that positive thing that came out of this whole situation is that people are realizing that that the police are not our friends when they're breaking the law and the Constitution and they're not preserving rights. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but we got great news. The baby was returned to its family yesterday, and a lot of things were learned here, I think, in the town of Boise.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty aware of the situation. In fact, Casey Whalen has really good new videos up on his website. It is actually on YouTube, his channel, and that would be North Idaho Exposed. And you're exactly right. I'm in complete agreement. This is one of the areas, and this is a great example of something that transcends these artificial lines of division of left and right, or class, how rich you are, what color you are, what religion you are, what political party you are. Having your children stolen by thugs, right, to indoctrinate them under the guise of protecting them from whatever harm they're saying, which clearly is not the case. 82%, I believe, of the children that are abducted by the federal government through the CPS were never in danger. This is proven, 82%. So, and it's probably actually higher than that, but those are the numbers that, even the opposition, has to contend with. Now, this is one of the things that you're exactly right. Once this hits people, that their children are being abducted and mistreated, by these pedophile slave masters through their order following thugs. Yeah, you know what? The thin blue line, that's a bunch of BS. These are all bad people. They all do not, none of them follow conscience. They follow orders. And you cannot be a good person and not follow your conscience and obey commands, whether it's to extort money from someone on the roadside, with the citizen, where they're taking people's money, asset forfeiture program, or a child forfeiture program, which is what the CPS BS amounts to, or whether it's the IRS taking, you work 3 months a year, probably minimum, to give money to these bankers. It's been proven by, presidential commissions that all the money they take from people, personal income taxes, goes to pay the profit generated to the Federal Reserve banking system and to government waste. They don't need it to run anything. They didn't for 100 years before they, conjured up this IRS. And then there's the injections, these forced injections. People can, come together along lines of not wanting to be injected with poison, with the DNA modifying crap. The financial slavery probably is one of the biggest ones, next to the baby Cyrus, type of situation. So, yeah, man, absolutely. I think we're to a point where we're very close to enough is enough. And we're very close to the point where we're going to have to contend with what really people don't want to talk about, which is, forcefully saying no to these people. No, you cannot have my children. No, you cannot lock us in our houses and give us injections and steal our money. And I don't know exactly where that point is, if we've already passed it, how to roll this out ethically, in a divine manner. But we maybe need to start having the conversation, because I don't want to see this child, baby Cyrus, go back into the hands of these pedophile slave masters and their thug order followers. So we can chat about that more on the other side of the break. I'm pretty sure we've got one coming up here. But, yeah, man, I'm happy to have you guys on, because you're dealing with us on the front lines regularly and in good company. Ammon Bundy is a hero of mine, so I'm really glad.
Yeah, he's one of my heroes, too. Yes, definitely. Ammon Bundy is one of my heroes. Lavoie Finicum. These guys are true patriots. These guys really stand for freedom.
Mm. Yeah, man, the Lavoie Finicum situation, if anybody hasn't become aware of that, they really should, do an internet search and look into what was done in that situation, and what was done at Ruby Ridge, and what is done, all over the world every day. People are killed, and, the Branch Davidian situation in Waco, Texas, there's no shortage of proof of the evil, murderous nature of the people we're facing and the order followers that do their bidding. So yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, please, whoever wants to jump in, man, have at it.
Yeah, it was a great victory here that we had here in Boise, Idaho. Of course, John and I are both from Montana. We came over, I guess, just 3 days ago, and this baby Cyrus case had just, well, it was probably a total of, what, 4, 5, 6 days, and we thought we were going to be in here for the long haul because a Boise judge, an Idaho family court judge, had just decided, I guess, what that had been, maybe Thursday, Thursday or Wednesday, that baby Cyrus was going to be in the custody of the state of Idaho for the next 30 days, and that the family would have an opportunity to show up a month from now, 30 days later, and put on a big case, probably with having to hire experts and medical experts and doctors and whatnot to show the state that they're fit to have this baby. It's unbelievable. The whole thing should have never happened. And anyway, we got here into town just 3 days ago. We started protesting, making phone calls, drumming up some support. There was some people talking about actually protesting at the judge's house, not just for one day, but day after day. So we were set in to have a big, long-term, extended protest. And by the way, protesting even on the lawn or on at the house of the police officer, the arresting officer who made the decision to falsely and illegally take this baby. And but guess what happened? I think the state was monitoring social media.
Yep.
And was realizing that many people were coming to town from out of state and everywhere else, and the whole community in Boise and wider in Idaho was up in arms over the whole thing. And things were about to get really testy for the people in power over this case. And yeah. So, you know, I think yesterday, wisely, I don't even know who finally made the decision, but the decision was made to just, I think, on the part of the state of Idaho, surrender. And they gave that baby right back to the parents. And that was yesterday at about noon. And by the way, I was with the protesters on the street downtown at the CPS office. And, you know, we were on the phone at all times and protesting, holding signs, the whole bit. And we didn't learn, you know, the baby had already been basically given back to the parents with some conditions. The parents apparently did agree to some conditions and some monitoring and supervision. Now, we're all arguing amidst ourselves, well, is that, you know, exactly what should have been done? Folks, if you're in that position, sometimes the state doesn't want to lose face either. So it's hard to get a total victory. But we ended up getting what was pretty close to a total victory yesterday, where the state surrendered without even a court hearing.
Yeah, my phone was blowing up with news when that happened, and I was really surprised. You know, I'm on the Telegram channel and whatnot, and email lists and groups with people's rights primarily, and other groups, Ammon Bundy's groups, and this and that, and I was pleasantly surprised. But I think you're exactly right. I think it was either their AI or somebody made the decision because of the chatter and because of the intel they were getting that they were about to ignite something that was going to blow up in their face. And I think it is a great microcosm of the point that they're getting to around the world. In fact, they've gotten crossed the line in some countries around the world that, of course, they're not showing us on corporate media. But there are countries, from my understanding, that it looks like their governments and their order followers were summarily rounded up and executed and or run out of the country in a couple of places around the world. And I think it's getting close in some of the bigger, more conspicuous countries around the world. And in Boise, Idaho, is getting close to, to kicking off into a hot war that they're pushing us towards. So we're going to unpack this more on the other side on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? But those who choose to stay will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universal mind has written you into the passion play.
skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Yeah, we are indeed. Yeah, we're skating away on the thin ice of a new day. And it's kind of fun. You know, it's a wild ride for sure, and not pleasant for everyone all the time. But it is, you know, it's the great work, and we're here to do it. And there's victories along the way, starting with the initial victory of parting company with our fellow spectators and stepping into the arena because, you know, we are not NPCs. Non-player characters. We're players. We're you know, that's why we're listening to the show. That's why we're doing what we do and concerned about what we're concerned about. And there's a lot more of us than they would have us believe. And we are backed by a power that they can only dread, and they cannot really match when it comes down to it. And they're about to learn that. They're on the verge, and they know it. And they're backing off and reassessing in Boise, Idaho, and, you know, that's a wise move because they're in an unwinnable chess match and they just don't want to face it, you know. They're going to get taught, you know. They're going to get served up what they have coming, and I'm just hoping we, you know, don't have to do it and that they will recede into their underground bases and lock the door and go away. It's probably not going to happen, but anyhow, we're dealing with it as best we can, and I've got a couple guys here, John Lamb and Roger Roots, that are on the front lines, and man, I think you guys are exactly right with what you're saying here, and it is it's quite a thing unfolding. We've got a short segment, just a quick warning. We're going to be going to break again in a few minutes. You'll hear the music come up, but yeah, let's unpack that a little more. I mean, they're backing off, and I don't want to see this kid get taken again, and is there a willingness to just say no and back it up? I mean, is it going to come to that? Are they going to keep pushing and aggressing against us to the point where we're going to be, you know, forced to defend ourselves and just not let this stuff go on anymore? I mean, what do you guys think?
You know, I think there's a lot of support for this family. It really was disturbing for this to happen for so many people from around the country. Just a few days that we've been here, we've seen so many great people from multiple states that show up and have actually either called or told us they were en route, and some of them turned around as soon as they found out that that the baby had been returned. So, you know, last time they caught that family off guard. They literally, this mother and father is 21 years old. They caught them off guard. They just snatched that baby out of their hands. I don't think that they're going to allow that to happen again. I think they're going to take all the precautions, for one thing, to make sure the baby's okay. You know, that was their whole goal in the first place. There was no intention for this baby to ever. The parents had taken the baby to the hospital, which some of us believe was a mistake, the way these hospitals are acting and their protocol now. But that was an issue. They wanted the health and well-being of this baby taken care of. That's why the parents went there in the first place. Then the hospital overreacted just because they wanted to have more control over this baby and what the family was willing to give them, which should have been every right of that family. But I don't think that family has any trust for that hospital anymore. I don't think they want to go to that hospital. They're only doing it out of necessity. You know, I would never trust my dog to take to that hospital. St. Luke's of Boise, I mean, they're shameful for even doing what they did to this family. And the CPS, for getting involved and stealing this child away from their parents like this is just totally shameful.
Yeah, absolutely. That hospital, St. Lucifer's or something, is at, you know, absolutely being shown right now that the people that work there and these CPS people are going to be held accountable personally. I know the word has gone out and people have assembled at the homes of the, you know, the main players here, and it's being made known that it's not going to be tolerated anymore in the manner that it has been in the past. And I completely agree with you that it's a blessing this child is back with his good parents. But I would never, I would not go in one of those places or trust them, because, you know, there's too much reason not to. And I just hope these folks have learned that they cannot deal with these people as if they are decent human beings, and they can't give them an opportunity to take this child again. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, I can understand how some people just really don't know what they're dealing with. But I think now, you know, more people in this situation than others are starting to really see what we're dealing with, that this is, you know, a genuinely, profoundly evil empire that is rolling this stuff out through, you know, hospitals and banking institutions and schools. And yeah, so the personal accountability thing is really big. Putting pictures out of the judge, of the police officer, of the social worker, you know, absolutely. And, you know, I have great hope that, you know, people are just going to start really taking account of what it is we're dealing with and acting accordingly, you know, and to get some backbone again, as Americans once had in larger measure. And I think it's there. I think there's an undercurrent of a portion of society that is ready, willing, and able to come together and start saying no in a way that these people can understand. And hopefully it won't be necessary. But I think that's why these people backed off. And I wasn't as happy as I maybe could have been with the news. Like, you know, the child is back with the parents, which is, you know, possession is 9/10 of the situation. But I really hope moving forward that they realize that the overall agenda of our opposition is not changing. They're just reassessing, and they're going to, you know, they're looking at how they can make this an example, you know, that'll benefit them. And I just hope that we proceed, you know, in a manner that, you know, Sun Tzu in The Art of War might approve of, that we really, really take into account what we're really dealing with, and you know, and rise to the occasion, both in this situation and in the larger situation. You know.
Yes, I totally agree. I know we're ready to go back if we have to. You know, that's what Roger and I are all about, is helping our neighbor, no matter who they are. Is if we see a need that that's out there for another fellow human being that needs help, we want to go there and help and stand for them, for liberty and justice, you know.
So. Yeah, I'm all about that corny stuff. Truth, justice, and the American way is they're amazing principles. And as flawed as the Constitution and the, you know, the beginnings of this country and the current state of this country may be, the principles behind it are just absolutely priceless. And that's what really buoys my soul, is seeing the people that you talked about, you know, expressly under the banner of people's rights and Ammon Bundy and everywhere else that it exists, coming together to defend the rights of their neighbors, their friends, their family, each other, and themselves. It is the principle of the divine right to self-defense against aggression. And we are waking back up to that reality, and you know, I'm glad that it's given these marauding psychopaths pause. And I just it's just really exciting to see. It's amazing. I don't know how it's going to unfold, but it's nice to see people coming together. And I would really like to encourage everybody to go to peoplesrights.org and maybe you know, Ammon Bundy site. That I don't have the exact address, but it can be found through a search for Ammon Bundy for governor. And wherever you are in the country or the world, these are great examples that can be learned from, as we can learn from other examples around the world. So, yeah, absolutely. Hey, do you want to take a call? We may have a call in, Tom in Utah on line 3. What do you think? You want to take a call, take a question, or what do you think?
Absolutely, sure.
Yes.
Let's do it. All right. Yeah, Tom in Utah, line 3, are you with us?
I'm with you, and I've been trying to get hold of Ammon, even with Shauna Cox. And anyway, if you go to gassyamerica.com, I opened up the poisoning of 34 million. And the primary victims of this poisoning are infants or toddlers, the children or the individuals in the family that are housebound during the winter. And this case with Cyrus rings too perfectly matched with the half a dozen cases or more that I've dealt with and turned them over in the courtroom. And of course, I've been trying to get hold of Ammons. Since I'm visually impaired, I don't have internet. So I'm really happy that you two gentlemen are on this program, because you can get hold of Ammons, get him to talk with me or get the family to talk with me. What I'm terrified about is this baby may be sickened by the environmental conditions at home. And in the cases I've handled, babies were sickened at home. They were sent to the hospital. They got better in the hospital, sent back home. They got sick again, back to the hospital, got better, back to the home, got sick again a third time. And then the DCFS comes in and says, you're abusing or neglecting these kids. And it's not the parents. It's an environmental factor that nobody's been aware of in their living conditions. In fact, there is literally a federal law put in place that allows the manufactured housing industry to violate code. And in these cases of families that are living in mobile homes or even in HUD or low quality housing, they don't know that they're being poisoned, but their babies are the primary victim. Anyway, sorry to dump that all onto you.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
By the way, I learned that the perverse incentive behind this whole child abduction is the National Child Welfare Act, authored in 1993 by, of all people, Hillary Clinton.
Huh.
And then enhanced in 1997 with the Adoption and Safe Families Act by Hillary Clinton, and signed into law by her president's husband.
Wow. Well, look at the source of that, the Clintons. Yeah. Well, thank you for illuminating us with that. The Clintons really have quite a record of achievement, don't they?
Yeah,
they
takes a village.
A long history.
In fact, I'm praying that both of you brethren look at that, and both of you men look at Gassy America. There's some cases that I've linked to it, the previous cases, including License to Kill, Daniel in the Lion's Den, Family versus State. You'll see them on a tab bar at the top of the Gassing America website.
Is that gassingamerica.com?
Gassingamerica.com.
Can I ask the caller, how does this gas normally, so it comes through what, the interior paint or the carpeting of a house, or how does that normally happen?
In every case that I got into, the fumes of the furnace, the fumes of the water heater were coming back into the facility where the people live. And, of course, the primary victim is the baby, because you don't take the baby out in the cold. Mom goes out, she gets refreshed, or dad goes out, he gets refreshed. The older kids go out, play, whatever. But the infant or toddler is stuck inside 24/7, breathing these subtle to deadly concentrations of carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. They're all produced in combustion. But if you read that Gassing America and see what happened again, and this terrified me as I got this story of Cyrus read to me, that the mom had been ill a little bit, the baby's been seriously ill, and the baby, when it got better. When it came back, it got ill again. When it was out,
Tom,
got better.
We've got a break coming up. You're going to hear the music come up. We're going to go to break, and then we've got another call waiting. But that is a really important bit of information that you've given us, and I appreciate your calling in. Thank you for that. Right now,
somebody needs to check that living environment of that young couple and check thoroughly for carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, and even sewer gas poisonings.
Hmm.
And that,
we'll pass
I can
that
say
on.
That
I
takes that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
GassyAmerica.com. And get Ammon to call me. I'm an old friend of Cliven.
Okay.
And Shauna Cox.
What's your last name again, Tom? We'll write it down.
Thomas Rogers. By the way, you can shortcut to that webpage by going TomInUtah.com. TomInUtah.com. It'll take you to Gassing America.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tom.
Get Ammon to call me. I've been desperately... His voicemail's full.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a busy man lately, for sure.
Anyway,
well, that's
please.
Okay, there he goes. There he goes, everybody. Tom in Utah. I guess we're pushing our break back a little bit here. So looks like we've got Rick. Oh, no, there it is. There's our break, folks. Stay with us. We've got more show coming up on the other side on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Xtendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thanks for riding through the show with us, folks. It's much appreciated. And the show goes by fast for me anyway, and I really appreciate you coming on with us, John and Roger, and what a great bunch of stuff that was brought up today. I'm very appreciative of that. So, you know, if I could do anything with these last few minutes, you know, I'd really like to point people towards the site. Actually, I went and got the business card for Ammon, and it is votebundy.com. Ammon is an inspiration, whether you're in this area or not. You know, thank you for coming over to Idaho, to North Idaho here from Montana, the beautiful state of Montana. The Inland Northwest is amazing. Casey Whalen's site there on YouTube is worth checking out for sure. The videos he's got up there is excellent, amazing, and just getting more amazing by the day. Please check that out. That's NorthIdahoExposed.com. And people's rights. Everybody should be involved in people's rights. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And part of the solution, a big part, is to be found by defending each other and ourselves. And that is can be done through texting rights, R-I-G-H-T-S, to 80123 or going to peoplesrights.org. Just a wonderful, family-oriented, good-hearted group of people. So thanks for coming on with us. Do you have any, you know, any quick parting shots or websites, places people can go to check out your work?
Well, like I said, I've launched an institution called Lysander Spooner University, and that's spelled L-Y-S-A-N-D-E-R, SpoonerUniversity.com. And that's based on the great sort of libertarian or even anarchist writer, Lysander Spooner, who lived in Massachusetts during the early 1800s, or I'd say the mid-1800s. And he wrote great essays about the right to trial by jury, and just a great writer. And I've started a little libertarian university in sort of in his name. And so that's LysanderSpoonerUniversity.com. And I often blog and I post news articles. I'll probably do something about the Baby Cyrus case in the near future.
Excellent. Yeah, man, I wish we had time to go into anarchy. That has been demonized. That is so important to understand that all it means is without rulers, no slaves, no masters, anarchy, you know, without archons. And yeah, that's a subject for another show. We've got about 20 seconds left, so thank you very much for coming on with me. Both you guys are marvelous and very inspirational and much appreciated. I'm going to let you go, and folks, I love you. Be strong. You know, remember that when we act boldly, powerful forces align with us. If you haven't felt that, it's waiting for you. Get out there. Support the people that are, you know, out on the front lines, and get out here with us, man. You can't miss this one. It's too good, you know. So that's it, folks. That ends another show. I love you. Be good to each other. And God willing, and the river don't rise, we'll see you again next Saturday on RBN for the Right Grows Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe.
Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of a new day.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoCertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.